Listening to RDU Friday Drive. We are in the homegrown half hour brought to you by New Zealand On Air. That was a module just starting making music again. Used to be part of the Black Seeds back in the day. So I'm joined on the phone right now by another fantastic musician from New Zealand. It's Sam Scott from the Phoenix Foundation. They're about to drop their album Friendship and head out on tour. How are you going there?
Oh, really good. Really feeling happy and relieved today to have a record out for the first time in a long time, and just, you know, be back in the world of putting out new music.
And that kind of links to my first question, which is very nice. So you've been working on the album for about 3 years. Is it the old adage of good things take time?
I think so, and I think it's also just, we had to take this long because we were never in the same city for very much time, but also I don't know, it just felt like a natural process for us to not rush this one. You know, we'd been going pretty hard for quite a long time, and actually just really taking a step back just felt like a good healthy decision. And and then getting back into it, you know, you've got to build up a bit of a head of steam, really. You can't just slam back into making an album in 3 weeks.
Which I guess happens after 10 years. I mean, it's not like when you're first together and, like, all this energy and stuff like that. I guess after a while, you get a bit more introspective or retrospective about things.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't know. I don't know if, like, we're trying harder or trying less, but we're sort of kind of more relaxed about the outcome, but also giving ourselves more time to get to where we need to be, I guess.
And also you're going to be heading out on tour for the first time since 2015 for the album. I mean, you've done one-off gigs here and there, but this is the first time you've actually done a proper tour in about 5 years. You must be fizzing to get out, firstly back on stage because of kind of COVID and all that kind of stuff, but get on tour again.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we did the NZSO tour, but other than that, we haven't really done our own headline tour since we put out Give It Be Dream. So, yeah, it's just going to be nice to kind of be in control of a proper tour where we can think about the lighting and think about the set list and everything in a bit more depth than we do when you're just doing a one-off gig or something, or a festival show. You know, we can really present the Friendship thing in the way that we want to present it.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been quite detail orientated this time around. It's quite fun, actually, really considering every aspect of the show and the merch and the music videos and everything, like not really leaving anything up to just, oh, that'll be fine, or that'll do. Everything's got to kind of fit in our little philosophy of what this album's about.
So the whole package, not just the music, and that's what I guess makes good concerts. It's not always just the music, it's the memories from everything that happens.
Yeah, sometimes for me, a concert is really memorable if I have a really good spot.
You know what I mean? Yeah, for
like,
sure.
You can't really tell what's going to kind of entertain you and what's going to make you feel good as an audience member, but I guess you just want everyone at every gig to feel like you're performing to them and that you're putting everything out there. You're not leaving anything left in the tank, you know?
And is there anything you've not missed from touring? Like, is there one member of the band that hogs the bathroom every morning or things like that?
Oh, no, look, we're pretty in our routines, eh? Because we're generally two to a room, and we've all got our room buddies that we always, like, seem to room with, unless we do get our own rooms in some kind of weird, fancy situation. But, you know, we know each other pretty well at this point, so I don't know. It's all things that bugged me 10 years ago probably stopped bugging me quite a long time ago.
Nice. And so I guess every band member kind of plays their part on the tour. There's always kind of like the band mum making sure you get to a sound check on time, and the person that knows all the good food places and things like that.
Yeah, the guy who knows where to get weed. which, you know, could be just at the local dispensary.
In a few weeks' time, we'll find out, won't we? We're about to play one of your songs. It's called A Transit of Venus with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. Can you tell us a tiny bit about that?
Yeah, well, this song, I wrote it while doing the dishes with my wife, and I I was annoying her by singing the song instead of doing the dishes, and then I was sort of looking out at the stars and kind of getting all mystical and thinking about the dishes. And then, you know, it was such a funny way to start writing a song, and then the fact that we ended up playing it with the NZSO and then getting to record it with them, and there's like 90 people on it, what was a very humble little cute kind of song with some whistling turned into something quite grandiose. And I love that journey that it went on. It's really interesting.
Awesome. We're about to... Well, so thanks so much for speaking with us. We've actually got the nice pink-coloured 12-inch vinyl to give away as well, so that's definitely going to be a collector's item. So that must be kind of nice, not just releasing vinyl, but something that's kind of almost kind of going to be limited edition that people might not even play, but might even just put it on their wall. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, I think they should play it. It's not that limited that you shouldn't play it. I think that just enjoy it for its pinkness and wear it out. I'll never play these records until there's nothing left.
Awesome. So maybe you can pick the question, and then we'll get everybody to text in to win it. So what should people text in if they want this vinyl?
Well, I think they should remember what I just said and what homely domestic activity was I supposed to be engaging in when I instead wrote the song.
That's a very good question. Well, thanks so much for speaking with us, and congratulations on the release of the album, and I hope you have a fantastic time when you head out on tour.
Thank you very much. Nice chatting.
Right, and now we have the Phoenix Foundation with Transit of Venus.